The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Mama!
You've been on my mind!
How are you? Tell me everything.
Well, I'm tired, but I am happy. It has been, you know, like a violent sort of reimagination of life as I know it.
It's insane.
I mean, parenthood is insane.
Yeah, I've heard that.
She's sleeping now. She said a quick hello earlier.
She's sleeping? What do you, a little bourbon helps or something?
Yeah, a little whiskey in the bottle.
The other day, I caught up with our music critic, Amanda Petrusich, and I hadn't seen her in quite a while. Amanda, I feel like I'm breaking into your house. You're on leave with a new baby. We miss you in our pages and pixels, but I know it'll come again soon. And apparently you're playing music, as a good music critic should, for your baby, Nico.
I am indeed.
So give us the playlist.
It's such an overwhelming idea, I think, for any parent, but especially for a music critic who perhaps sort of fancies herself a connoisseur of sound, to say like, oh my God, it's this blank slate. Like, you've never heard anything. Like, it's as if an alien has, you know, just landed on Earth, and you get to kind of introduce them to the sort of magnitude of you know, popular music and sound. And so that's intimidating. I think at first it was like, God, I need to play things for her, you know, just the greatest recordings ever made. But I pretty quickly kind of loosened my grip on that idea and just wanted songs that we could be happy listening to together, songs that we could share, and she would be excited and I would be excited. And, you know, by the time the thing was over, we would both be really smiling and happy. It was funny. I mean, so many of the songs I've been playing her are from like the late 60s, early 70s, as if I'm raising a boomer baby. But I think that music is kind of comfort food for me. You know, it's stuff that just sounds really good and sounds really right and easy. I have to say, and I don't know, David, where you kind of are on the Lennon-McCartney spectrum, but for me, I've always thought Paul McCartney might be the kind of greatest chronicler of domestic bliss within the rock and roll canon. I mean, historically, not a very popular topic for rock songwriters. But McCartney, I think, is kind of a total savant when it comes to this particular strain of sentimentality. And so one of my favorite records from his solo career is Ram, which he and Linda released in 1971. And it's really an album, I think, about having a baby.
I know that McCartney's, you know, post-Beatles reputations had ups and downs, but I think he's kind of proud of Ram.
I think he is, too. It's a beautiful record, and I think, you know, really captures like that sort of gooey, kind of pie-eyed, like exhausted but so in love period that follows having a baby.
Yeah.
I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
So Nico loves Heart of the Country, which is a song from Ram, which I play for her almost every morning. And it also contains the very relevant line, I'm going to get me a good night's sleep. Still a bit of a pipe dream at the moment. And it's a song, I mean, I think much of Ram has this kind of vibe, but it has an almost nursery rhyme sort of feel to it. Her whole face just lights up. She does this incredibly goofy open mouth grin. It's like, you know, it's like the sun has just risen in the sky for the first time ever. And no matter how many times I play it for her, the reaction is the same. She's just so unbelievably stoked to hear it.
I want to get me a good night's sleep.
One thing I've learned in these first few months as a parent is that babies require a lot of rocking and jiggling and bouncing. And Nico really loves to be danced around the room. And one of our favorite songs, and a song I was especially excited to play for her in those kind of giddy early days when I was so happy but so tired, is Rock Steady by Aretha Franklin. Single from Young, Gifted, and Black, a record Franklin released in 1972 that I still think is one of the greatest soul records of all time.
Rock steady, baby, that's what I feel now. Let's call the song exactly what it is. Step and move your hips with a feeling from side to side. Sit yourself down in your car and take a ride. And while you're moving, rock steady, baby.
I think you actually cannot be tired while listening to Rock
you
Steady.
Can't.
So it would help me.
It can happen.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's sort of instant caffeine. It's like a shot in the arm. I have to say pop music is really great to sing to babies, as you know, because of just how many instances of the word baby appear in these songs. You know, she's convinced they're all about her.
What's your third pick?
So my daughter is named Nico. And in 1967, the Velvet Underground, one of my all-time favorite bands, released an album featuring a German singer, model, actress named Nico. My daughter wasn't named after her exactly, but I've always loved the name, which evokes for me a kind of deeply effortless cool, which is a quality I do not possess, but that I hope perhaps my child will one day grow into. And one of my favorite songs off the Velvet Underground and Nico is probably also one of the most sentimental things Lou Reed ever wrote. It's a track called I'll Be Your Mirror.
It's good to have a song by a complete heroin addict.
I know. When I was playing this for her early on, my husband would be like, are you sure this song isn't about heroin? The fact is, I'm not sure. But a sweet song. I think, you know, Lou, probably a softie at heart. So let me go ahead and play you a little bit. And I've always thought the first verse of this song is a pretty good encapsulation of what a parent's job is. Kind of helping someone see how magnificent they are when perhaps that idea has been obscured to them.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind.
It's wonderful to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
I wish for you and Nico and everyone at your house nothing but peace and good health and a good night's sleep, too.
Thank you so much, David.
Take care.
'Cause I see you.
Amanda Petrusich is a staff writer, and her last piece for us before Nico was born was a tribute to the late Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. Amanda's new parent playlist includes Heart of the Country by Paul and Linda McCartney, Rock Steady by Aretha Franklin, and I'll Be Your Mirror from the Velvet Underground and Nico.
I find it hard to believe you don't know.
So corny. Being a parent makes you so corny. I'm embarrassing my daughter, and she's only 3 months old. It's already happening. I'm sorry, Nico. Your mom is a dork.
When you think the night is in your mind, that inside you twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.